Okay, I've drawn a flowchart up here. And you are going to turn this into code. Okay, so let's talk about it. My turn, folks. Up at the top, I need set start. And that means that I need to set the HTML. I need to put in the HTML tag. And I need to put in the script tag. So that I'm telling the browser, first of all, I'm using HTML. And second, I'm using JavaScript embedded in HTML. So those are the first two things I have to tell it. Then the next thing in the flowchart says set the variables. So I look down here, and I see that code is a variable that I want to test. That points is a variable I want to test. That amount is a variable I want to test. And message is a variable that I'm going to be writing out. So I have those four variables. So I have to, when I say set variables, I'm setting code, points, amount, and message. And so I'm going to establish those variables. Now, code, I'm looking for an A. So that means that it is a character. So when I set it, I put quotes around the A, okay, because it's character. Amount is a numeric, so I just set that equal to zero. So I set code equal to, I set code equal to quote, quote. And I shouldn't have written it that way. There's no space in between. It's equal to quote, quote. And I set points equal to zero, because points is numeric. And the same amount is numeric, and message is spaces. Then the next thing says, take in the prompt. Put out prompts to take in the input. So I put out a prompt to take in code, a prompt to take in points, and a prompt to take in amount. Now that I have the data, I'm going to do my if statement. So I'm asking, is code equal to A? And if it is, if I get a yes, then I want to know, is either points greater than 30? Or amount greater than 100. Because if either of those is true, I put out a message that says okay. Believe it or not, that says okay. So I have a message that says okay. So I'm saying if code equals A, and either points is greater than 30, there's a zero there someplace, or amount is greater than 100. Greater than 30. Okay. So if either of those is true, I put out a message that says okay. If code is an A, I put out a message that says later. If code is A, but neither points nor amount is true, I put out a message that says later. Then when I'm all done, I write out the contents of message. And I close the script, and I close the HTML. Okay, so that's what I want to do. I want to print out anybody that has a code of A with either points greater than 30 or amount greater than 100 gets an OK message. Everybody else gets a later message. So code is A, and either points is greater than 30 or amount is greater than 100, I will display a message OK. So I'll move OK to message. Otherwise, I'll move later to message. Then when I drop out, I will write message. So I want you to write this program now. OK? So I want you to sit down now and write the program. Eric and I are available to help. this is a chance to actually write one and get comfortable with it. Homework is due tonight. I will take it happily over the weekend if you're having problems getting the JavaScript out. And judging from my 11 o'clock class, there were problems doing this, so I'm going to put up the easier homework assignment than I originally planned, and we'll do the harder one later. So, start writing. And call on Eric or I if you have problems. Use my examples if you don't remember how to do some of the stuff. Use my examples. Bring them up. Whatever you want.
Are we emailing?
I have enough problems. No, you're not emailing for me. We're doing it here in class, and I'm going to give you the solution before the class is over. I have enough trouble for me to what to name my stuff. I'm going to name, I can't name your stuff.
Well, if you want it to be a consistent assignment.
I don't. You're screwing in class.
Like the name of the assignment.
No, I want a unique name anyway. Because everybody gives me the assignment with the same name, I assume it would be true, right? No, those are going to be assigning an initial value. Then in your if statements, you're going to be testing.
Well, what should I put?
Well, like I did up here. For code, I would put for quote, and for numbers, I put zero.
All right.
Yeah.
Now,
JavaScript examples. Let's see how I did it in the JavaScript examples. I will bring out the JavaScript example if you don't know how to write some of it, just to see the syntax of an if statement, the syntax of all of these things. So I bring up examples to see the syntax. Are you writing that? Before I forget, I'm going to be out next Thursday. Eric's going to be here. It's going to be an open lab all day, basically, from 9:30 until 2 or so. And Eric will be here. And I'm taking a personal day, and Eric is in charge. So my suggestion is you come anyway and get some work done. And, you know, you have somebody to ask questions of, and you can get caught up.
You say next Tuesday?
Next Thursday.
No. Just greater than upgraded?
No, just greater. Yeah. HTML, which
JavaScript.
So I would go to the JavaScript answer. So that's all the examples that you say to the
it's
a visual basic. See how this says JavaScript?
I said JavaScript.
You thought I said what?
JavaScript. Sorry.
they lost the war. Questions, anyone? No, we're actually taking this flowchart up there, and I want you to write the code for that flowchart. Yeah.
Is there any particular reason why it's trying to open all the sources of Microsoft data?
It must be said as a people on the computer or something. That is really
probably a different part of the office.
I don't know what, I mean, because I'm not getting that. When I run it, I don't run it. Actually, you've got different templates than I do. And I do it differently anyway. Actually, I go in older. I don't know what it does anyway. I mean, I tend to go in. No. I tend to leave open a notepad where I'm writing, and the browser where I'm testing. And I just save the notepad, and then I flip over to the browser to reload, basically. No, but that's what I, yeah. So then if I do source, I'll get it. I don't know how you do it, but if I'm in Firefox, if I use the new source, if there's another kind of a new thing.
And then that is kind of like the best.
Okay, so you set up the variables. Now, the thing you have to do before, follow the flowchart, folks. I'm setting up the variables, four of them. And then I'm doing prompts for code, for points, and amount. So I got to have three prompts in there before I even get to the if statement. Okay? Because I have to set up the place to store the data. Then I have to prompt so that I get the data from the user. And then I can test. But I can't test until the user gives me the data.
How do I know that?
Well, go and look at one of my examples is the best way. Wait a minute, I think the one you had open, let's see. Yeah, there's a prompt. And you don't have to use the word anymore. It can just be prompt. And you put up the message that you want to show the prompt. And you put quote if it is a character field. And you put zero if it is a character. We're doing the flowchart up there on the board, turning it into JavaScript. So you're going to write this program in JavaScript. There's two ways of doing this, one if statement or three if statements. Actually, you could do one and two also. So if you get it done one way, I'd like you to do it the other way, just for your own practice. So for those of you who are thinking writing, let me know. Yes. The message says, message equals later. I'm procrastinating. Later I'll deal with it. Is okay or message is late. If it meets my criteria, it's okay, otherwise it's later. Of a variable. ANS is a name of a variable that I set up. What?
No, it's just the number I put in. It was wrong. I actually picked an ANS name.
Say that again?
I didn't, I was trying to do 9, 9, 8 to 8.
No idea what
the question is. So
what are you doing? That's the code to make that answer.
Wait, this is a code you hear from the last one, right?
Yeah. That's the code that produces that answer. So that's the HTML JavaScript code that you have to write to produce that answer. But that's not going to produce the answer that I want to play up. That's an answer to your multiplier.
Yeah.
only thing I'm requiring is that the message come out. If you want to make it nice, so by having woods and they have food, that's fine. But it's not a problem. What? No, I mean, look at what you go and look at the smart board. Because if you follow the smart board, you can see what you want to look at. We have not gotten anywhere near close to that. Yes, sir. Was that how it went away?
No, no.
So we start out the code, you know, start the topic. Is there also a necessary problem with the game? Okay, so code was A, and A has to be the code.
Oh.
Thank you.
No problem.
Just that A, now get rid of all. And then get rid of the or and everything because, in fact, you're asking separate questions. Okay? So you're now saying that particle A, it's got to be coming down to here. And you're saying that points is greater than 30, and if you're able to document writing, okay. All right, that works. I was sending a message and then document writing at the end, but that works. So else, if a amount is greater than 100, your document writing can have else, your document writing later. See, this one does that. And then you've got the else document writing later. So that looks okay now. That doesn't mean there's not some specific statement. But let's give it a shot. Because you fix that lot one more time. At least you came up with something.
Yeah, but once they get the magic happen.
And would this be considered the one if statement? That would be considered three if statement.
Okay.
So now
I'll
try to let it be one if.
Okay.
You're doing separate if statements too, and that's fine. So far you're doing okay. Questions?
last class, I was supposed to be there, but I got to the most of the tour. So, I mean, if you get it done with, there were just enough people there. If you get it done with separateness, which is what you're doing now, right, it is a compound. You know, either way is fine. I just want you to try both of them. Have you done the homework yet?
No.
Okay, so if you get done, you can just go look on the homework. So you're good, you're going to be now covering the three separate groups.
No.
We've already done that. All right, have you done the homework?
Yeah.
You got the homework all done too? Oh, this is bad. So I just was going to have message equals okay. And then down below, I actually write out message equals.
So you're talking about...
Yeah. But if you did document rights up here, then you don't really need them.
Yeah, that's smart.
I don't agree that way.
To and use the
going to prompt code points and amount.
Well, if it's a code A, the next question
you'd ask
is
there, and then
code. We're
here for the awards. It would be greater than 30.
So,
my new space is just for
the
Go book. So that means it's not book book.
That's the way it is.
Then set up an area in memory called code. Don't forget it. So now you're going to set up three more variables. One for points, and that's going to have a value of zero. One for amount, with a value of zero. So you've got the first one, so now do the other two. I just open up the browser and I usually do a find to find it. So I just go to the browser.
I get what you're saying. I just need to process it. The maps.
And I go find it.
Oh,
so
you have to say
some
code.
Yeah. Well, then you have to say it. You have to do it. Yeah,
but you're not. Yeah, I'm not sure about that.
Are there always leaks there?
No, we don't.
Okay, so it's greater than 50. And that inch again has to be inside the, inside of the. On one thing, we need to have this right thing has to be.
You don't have to. What you're doing is.
Because I need a.
Did I put these brackets in the wrong area?
Yeah. I got to drink you today. I was
oh, you mean like
this? Yes.
And there needs to be, you can drink this in
50,000 bucks
around that amount.
So you prompt it for the first one.
You put the, is it, oh, you have it up here?
It's because I don't have it up here either.
Do the parentheses, and then
Now she wants to
exactly what I thought. It is working.
So now what's going to happen is
punctuation somewhere, thing.
Or at least the problem. Or the step by itself.
Okay, how we doing?
So now the question. He didn't. Oh, no, I mean, what was the best?
No, probably is.
Close that ended protest. That's
I forgot to close it. It don't slash script slash HTML.
And if you don't put the closed script,
you get the white screen.
You're getting the white screen of decimal system.
Now, what was the
other one? It wants that desperately.
So now, give me a compound here.
It still works, right?
Did you get something written?
Yeah. It's override the block.
No, thanks, I like it.
It really should. No, honestly, I need to
So that doesn't make any sense.
I just threw myself.
So that's the same thing. Like, first of all, like, I'm lower on the hierarchy. So,
I mean, the first thing you can learn from looking at these things, the first thing is you have to define the variables. in it. Points, I set to have an initial value of zero because it's a number. Amount, I set to have an initial value of zero. And message, I made just nothing. quote means nothing. Okay? That means I can put letters or special characters or anything in it. Then I had to take in my data, so I had three prompts. One to take something into codes, one to take something into points, and one to take something into amount. And with each one, I put out the prompt. Okay? And on this one, I ended up actually putting a 00 there. Probably it would have been better to put the quote there, although it really doesn't matter because all I'm putting there, come on,
is a place to
something that's going to go into the box. And it doesn't matter what goes into the box. Okay? So now I said, okay, here's my if statement. And wait a minute, let me bring back what I had. Come on, we can do this. Okay, so then I said, okay. Apparently I said nothing. Okay, quiet please. Honest, I only want 2 or 3 minutes. If code, my question is, the first question, if codes equals A, and if the answer is yes, I want to ask, so if the answer is yes, I put a curly brace, if codes equals A, if the answer is yes, I'm putting points greater than 30. I'm checking the next thing. Because with one if statement, this is saying is codes A, if yes, it's got to be one of these two. Either one. So code has to be A. If code is not A, I go and write message later. Code has to be A. And if code is A, one of the other two things have to be true. So I've got if code equals A, and remember the and has to be written as double ampersands. And either. Because I said either of these things has to be true. So if either has to be true, it's inside parentheses. So I said, and points greater than 30 or amount greater than 100. And if that is true, I put out a message equals okay. And if that is not true, I put out a message equals later. Okay? So either of these things had to be true, either of them. If either of them are true, I got a message equals okay. If not, I got a message equals later. And then I did a document write of message. And very frankly, it was a lot easier to do it with one with one if statement than to do it with three. But if I did it with three, I would have to space it out more and do it by asking separate questions. Okay. So, that is a possible solution. Anybody got questions? But I'm saying code equals A and either points greater than 30 or amount greater than 1,000. And the either means I put that part in parentheses. Okay, now I will shut up and let you finish trying to debug. Let's see, if I make this separate.
Yeah.
space that roof.
Yes, thank you.
No, really, it's right at the roof.
You skip one and it's, you know, the white screen of death, and then if you've got a complex if. A set? Well, as I was just saying to him, in reality, if you only have one statement, it doesn't require the curly braces. But the reality is, how often in the real world are you ever going to have just one statement? And so I don't even bother to cover that, because you got to learn how to do the curly braces for anything beyond that. But that's probably why you got away from it, is if it was a single statement, you can get away without it. So I could basically take all of them out of here, almost. A lot of them, at least. All of the message ones where I have all of the just the little ones, those could go. But everything else would have to be there. And it's just not worth even talking about that, because that's not the reality, but that's probably why you got away with it.